Hello.
Hey, Maribeth, this is Josh speaking. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, Josh. Hi.
Yep, is it a good time to
Hello?
talk right now? Yep,
Oh,
I'm here.
yeah, it is. And I'm sorry for all this. I just
No, no, no,
I
no,
have
no,
some
no.
concerns.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I'm all ears to have all your queries catered. I personally apologize since Brian wasn't feeling well since the past 2 days, so he wasn't able to respond to you last time. I personally will be looking into this from my end as well and wanted to get on board to clear out all your queries. So I am all ears and I will be catering to your questions as well regarding the typeface and how we're going to be moving forward. So just to make sure that
Well,
you
you know,
have. Go ahead.
go ahead.
Yeah, well,
No,
go
you
ahead.
go
Go
ahead.
ahead.
Finish.
Yep, so what I was
No,
saying was.
I was gonna.
Yep, go ahead, go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm
Go
all
ahead.
ears. I'll hear your question.
Well, basically, my questions are not even so much about debt. I just had concerns. And first of all, I want to say that I am one of the biggest multi-ethnic huggers on the planet. So I don't have any problem with anybody's ethnicity. However, Brian's English is almost—I can't even understand what he's saying. So I have some concerns about that. So I asked in a question. I said, "Are the editors reviewing my work native English speakers?" And I've not heard back.
Sure, I
So
will be
it kind
answering
of
all
opens
those.
up a. Yeah, it opens up. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm really not.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's got nothing to do with people. It's got to do with the nature of what we're working
Absolutely.
with here.
Absolutely, absolutely, and you're completely right at your point, and you have the right to question the same. So you are absolutely right at your point, and I would be answering all those questions, all the queries that you have. So this is one of the reasons why I wanted to get on board personally to guide you about that. So what we're going to do is we do answering your first question. Yes, the writers themselves, they are native US speakers because obviously the work. It, we cannot work compromise on the quality. But in terms of the account managers or the support staff, we do have some of the immigrants as well who are from the subcontinent. So that is one of the reasons why you might face these accent issues at times.
Ah,
However,
got it.
when it comes to the editorial work or the writers or working on the publishing side, that is completely the native speakers because obviously the work that we do, that is totally different. So we cannot compromise on the quality
Perfect.
a bit. So that was one of the
Perfect.
concerns.
And that's been my concern. And again, I'll work with anybody as long as people are professional and skilled and whatever, and I don't care, where you're from or anything like that. But as far as the editing and the work goes, that does matter to me. So thank you for
Sure.
clearing that up with me. Okay.
You're
And I'm
most
sorry
welcome.
he wasn't feeling well. I didn't
No,
realize he was sick.
no, no.
So I'm sorry
Probably
about
just
that.
the weather. No, that's completely fine. And one more thing. Obviously, since the writer are unknown to you, and we are the main person who's going to be interacting with you and the writers, so it could be possible that it may take 1 to 2 drafts for the writers to be on the same page. So it's going to take 1 to 2 drafts for the writers to be on the same page, and then they'll start pacing up and start expediting your project. What I'm going to do is I am going to have the writers prepare an editorial report before initiating any editing on your project so that you are aware as well what the SWOT analysis are about your project in terms of what where lies the weakness, where lies the strengths, opportunities, so that once we are initiating the project, you have an idea how we're going to be moving forward. So we are going to have the editorial report sent to you within the next 7 to 8 business days, and what you have to do is you just have to review. If you have any additional suggestions or if you think that, hey, Josh, I think that your writer suggested we should go this way, I think that I have this point in mind, then in that case, we can go ahead and move forward with your way as well. But the editorial report will give you a
Yeah,
clear idea.
I'm not as, and I don't mean to say, the work is perfect, whatever, but I'm not looking for a heavy developmental edit on this. I've had it looked at already by a developmental editor. So, and again, that doesn't mean that that person has caught everything, but I've been through the revision. So, I appreciate that and I would like to hear, but I don't want to spend a lot of time on a developmental edit at this point. I think if I can get a partial one or a fast moving, because I remember you did say, 7 to 8 business days after I submitted last Thursday.
Yep.
So I'm kind of hoping by the end of this week or early next week I can get something. But I'm just really anxious to get the regular editing and the pre-production work going and start finding out about, you know, I sent along a graphic I'd like included as some way. I would like to talk to the artist about it. I don't want the picture just pasted in there. Mm-hmm. And I also want to know about, you know, the production part of it. And like, yeah, this is where we get to the typeface. And that's not as big a deal. But I'm kind of more looking towards getting moving along the production road, if you know what I'm saying.
I got your point. So in that case, what we can do is instead of going for the whole editorial report, we can just kickstart on the line editing since you've said that all the editors have worked. So either what we can do is we can either have the editorial report prepared just to get an insight the whole idea would be. So if you go for my expertise and my suggestion, I would suggest you to have the editorial report made. And after that, you're going to proceed ahead with normal line editing. But at least it's going to give you an idea how
perfect.
The project is.
Josh, that's exactly what it is. I guess what I'm saying is I don't want to spend weeks and weeks on developmental editing and, you know, but I mean, I really appreciate the comments. Don't get me wrong, because everybody's work,
absolutely.
There are comments, but I wouldn't want a lot of time spent on it. I'd like to see the report and I can make a comment on it if there's something there that I missed or the other editor missed, whatever. But, you know, at that point, yeah, the line editing and you know, when you're talking the line editing, in the book there's dialogue and all. Now, the people who were putting this together, mm-hmm. they're going to know how to present certain things, right? If I haven't captured a quotation mark correctly and all that stuff, that this is the stuff they're going to catch, right?
Exactly. That is correct. And in case if there's anything that they have any additional suggestions as well, that is going to be something that they're going to be asking you as well. So at times what happened is, for example, if there's a page going, so we had one of the books, I'm just giving an example, that we had one of the books where an author was writing about a Chinese girl. And so what he did was he just misspelled a few of the English letters. So at that time, the authors got confused if they have to correct that or if, since English would be the second language, that's how they need to proceed. So what I'm trying
got
to
it,
do
got
is that
it.
In that case, they are going to reach out to us, and we have those cases as well where we can have your call scheduled with the writing team as well. So we'll have everything taken care of.
Oh, that would be excellent.
Absolutely.
Oh, that would be excellent. That would be very comfortable doing that. And I think what you just told me about this other book, there is one of the main characters in the book is a mute, can't speak. Mm-hmm. So I originally went down the road of putting her language in italics. I was advised against that. So what I've done is I've gone through and I've tried to make it clear when this person is, you know, communicating and not. So those kinds of things to make sure I've been consistent and that, so that there's no confusion with the characters. I think I caught it all. But, yeah, those kinds of things are really, really important. But, again, you know, I'm just anxious. And a call with writers/editors, whatever, I am 100% up for that, Josh. So I guess as you are getting to know me, I'm very big on just touch basing and communicating and letting me know what's happening.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we don't have to talk every day, but, you know, like, it
just
hey,
update.
Just want to let you know we're just – yeah, we're just about finished with the report, and we'll be sending it to you, period. That, you know, but I feel more comfortable when I'm in the loop.
Absolutely, absolutely. I got all the points, and I have all these points in my mind that how we need to proceed forward. I am going to update Brian about this as well, that how we need to proceed forward, and regarding the touch base as well. Even if it's like the draft is going to be sent the next day, I will still be informing Brian to just keep you up to date that how things are working. So what I'm going to do is I am going to have a short meeting with my writing team today. I will have your editorial report kickstarted, and once the editorial report is submitted within the next 6 to 7 business days, I personally am going to call you as well so that we can further discuss on the editorial report, and then from there onwards we're going to discuss how we're going to move forward. If, for example, just an example, that if the editorial report says that, hey, the plot needs a bit of development, then what we're going to do is we can start the developmental just on the plot, and further we're going to initiate
Perfect.
The line editing. So let's just wait for the editorial
Perfect.
Report, and we're going to further discuss on that, and I'm going to personally call you from my end. So Brian will just be overlooking that,
oh, that
and for the main
wonderful.
Calls, I'll be calling you by myself. And at any point
That's
you have
fine.
Any concern, any concern at all, you can just reply to the message on the same portal. I personally am overviewing the project as well, and I will reach out to you by myself.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate your professionalism and your understanding what's going on. And again, you know, I'm sorry Brian wasn't feeling well. And
no.
So again, it got to the point where I didn't understand what his email said, and that's what caused me to concern. I said, what
yeah.
do you mean?
it could be possible that... Maybe his health got
yeah,
to
yeah.
him.
I mean,
so I'm just going to... But I am going to look into that, and I'll take care of that. And as soon as he joins in, he'll be joining in an hour. I will be briefing him about the whole project as well, how we're moving forward. And once I get the editorial report, I personally will be calling you as well.
So do we wait until the editorial part of it's over before we start on any graphics or any constraints or colors and, you know, like... I was asked in that thing, what colors do you see the book being? And I think I said blue and gray, but I mean, I'm not locked into that, but when do we start that part of it? Is it after the editing is finished?
Yes, we'll start it somewhere around in the second or the third week, second week approximately. Edit the graphics and the illustration is something that we kickstart simultaneously. So I just need to overview
okay.
the whole graphics. I personally am going to review the whole graphics and everything, and I
okay.
will have a word with the illustration team as well. So somewhere before, once we get the editorial report, we're going to discuss on the graphics as well and how
oh,
we are
perfect.
Going to align our roadmap moving onwards.
That sounds great. And if there's anything I can contribute or you need to ask me anything, whatever, you know, just give me a, you know, a ping, or if I need to, you know, get on a conversation with these people, I'm 100% invested in making this a go and working as a partner with you guys.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you,
you
so very much, Maribeth. It really means a lot that obviously we are working from our end as well, and your contribution means a lot. So thank you so much for just offering that as well. And wherever, whenever help would be required, I surely would be letting you know.
Excellent. Well, thank you very, very much for the call.
Gosh,
I really appreciate it. And we'll be in touch, right?
Yes, absolutely. We'll be in touch. Brian surely will be overlooking the project, but I personally will be calling you by myself
Excellent.
Just to get your feedback as well. At any point you have any concern, I am all ears. I'll have that taken care of, and whatever it takes, I'll make sure that your project will not be compromised at any stage. So I personally will be on top of
Thank
it.
You. Thank you very, very much, and I do appreciate that. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.